I saw this. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you tell me. Well, is it cheating? Okay.
No.
If you have to ask,
that's a fun game.
With so many things going, like different accessibility to people. You know, we made the world small. Like we have access to pretty much everybody on the planet now,
yeah.
As far as the internet goes, as far as getting into groups or finding like-minded. So
except if you want to date a North Korean girl, you may not be able to.
That might be tough.
But everywhere else, I think.
But it's up. Pretty much, you can get in contact with anybody. So, I guess the idea of cheating and what is considered cheating is not just having sex with somebody else. That's not the person that you have committed monogamy to.
Mm-hmm.
There's right. Other things. All right. How about keeping an ongoing flirtatious text conversation with someone?
Cheating.
Cheating?
Cheating.
So being flirtatious is cheating because I wasn't cheating.
An ongoing text conversation? Flirty text conversation with another woman while you're a married man or a married woman?
I don't know about that. I mean.
Somebody has a conversation on his phone right now. Uh-huh. Give Frank your phone.
Well, here's the thing. Is it like a business thing that's going down, and maybe it's like a little back and forth, and there's a benefit business wise that's going to be made from that? Keeping HR out of the situation.
See, Johnny's the son of a used car salesman, so he's probably going to have a continuous flirty conversation with somebody who's wanting to buy a vehicle.
Yeah,
that's not cheating. That's he's not trying
what's
to.
What's it
going
to take for me to get into your Pontiac today? Yeah.
I like a big trunk.
Yeah. I cannot lie.
Yeah. So?
I like big trunks and I cannot
lie. Is that cheat? I don't think that's cheating. I think you're working on something, but it is flirty conversation maybe going on.
Oh, you're working on something, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are saying that's a hard one to argue with, saying, yes, a continuous flirting conversation through text. Continuous.
Frank doesn't understand that because he doesn't even text
I don't text anybody.
Once.
But that's well, probably like, good for me because if I did text, I'd be flirtatious. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just because that's just who I am.
Eggplant sploosh, eggplant, water, eggplant. What is he talking about here? And you're like, Frank, you can't do that.
That's beyond flirtatious, I think. Eggplant sploosh.
If you're like, oh man, I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about that new movie we're talking about.
That's way beyond flirting. That is suggestive.
If you use it like you guys are talking about a movie. Oh, I can't wait to see that. I'm really excited. Eggplant water. Then you're like, I'm excited about seeing the movie, but I'm going to show you I'm excited. That's how you tell her you're excited.
But when I say, I'm really excited to see The Odyssey, Johnny, eggplant sploosh.
I mean, I guess that's a flirty text.
It's not flirty with Johnny. If I did,
why not?
If I sent it to him, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's well, funny.
Come on.
But if you're doing it to a girl, you admit it's flirty, see?
I like that Elliot Page, too.
Yeah, I was thinking more Elliot Page. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That dude. Did you see
I'm gonna
it?
Go
you
yes.
I didn't see it. No,
I haven't seen anybody seen Odyssey
yet. Yeah.
You saw it in IMAX.
Oh, you did. How was Elliot Page?
I mean, not necessarily forgettable, but they did a good job for their role. It was a small role.
Oh,
so I mean, in the context of what they were asked to do, good job. I mean,
look at you using the pronoun. Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, you're using the pronoun.
They, them.
It was a fitting pronoun for that conversation.
I know, but I was like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I caught up, people. Hey, look at me. Hey.
Proud of you.
Pronouns. They're a thing, I guess.
What?
They are.
Yeah, the pronoun is they. They are. All right, how about this one? Should I give you one more before we go to traffic?
We can do
one
more.
Let us think about it, yeah.
Let you ponder.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then Jay's got a story about how his mom tried to kill him more than once, and we'll take his call when we come back as well.
Fun.
Okay. But let's ponder. Talking with one person late into the night while hiding it from your partner. We'll think about that, and we'll tell you what we think when we come back.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.